This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I already have two on the way. Sydney Sweeney is selling bathwater soap.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like soap for your bath. Well, I do mean soap for your bath,
yeah.
But it has her bathwater in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new thing.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know who Sydney Sweeney is, she's an actress.
She's a hot,
and she shows her jugs,
mm-hmm.
and she's a terrible actress. Am I right about that? Like, she sucks. She's not good, dude.
The only thing I've ever seen her in that I've actually, like, sat and watched for real reasons is the White Lotus.
Yeah, season one of the White Lotus, she was the couldn't-bother-to-care daughter of the traveling family.
Yeah. Outside of that, I haven't really seen her in anything. I only know her as, well, she's
known for her boobs.
She's known to be really hot.
She was big in Euphoria, too, on HBO, I think.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. I tried watching it, and I couldn't. No, that thing was...
Why just all you, about the kids doing the drugs?
Well, you know
why. Why did you try watching that?
For
to see Sydney Sweeney's uptops?
For clear and obvious reasons. I was flipping through one night and on HBO, and I was like, oh, and I clicked on it. And then at that point, you're like, well, I'll stick around for a bit. And it did disappoint. Like, 5 minutes into watching, I was like, hey, look at that.
I think it's a lot of hots doing drugs, having sex.
Yeah. And then honestly, after like 12 minutes of it, I was like, all right, that's enough of that. And then you just...
Wow.
It did not last very long.
Well, she's leaning right into it.
Yeah, she claimed, and I thought this was adorable, she said that her fans, she thought it was a fun way because she has so many people request her bath water.
Yeah.
And she goes, so I thought this was a fun way to...
Right.
Well, and one step further than that is that I think, is it Squatch or Dr. Squatch?
Dr. Squatch. Yeah.
So they previously just used her as a spokesperson for one of their ads, and everybody joked, I'd buy that product, but you have no idea how much you could sell her bathwater for. And so Dr. Squatch came out and said, so we heard your idea, and we used that bathwater.
Yeah, so her tweet was, you kept asking about my bathwater after the Dr. Squatch ad, so we kept it. Introducing Sydney's Bathwater Bliss, a very real, very limited edition soap made with my actual bathwater. Available 6625 at drsquatch.com. And the best part is, it's medium grit.
Boy.
Not to be confused with light grit.
I don't know if you want this to be medium grit, because I got a good idea of what this soap is going to be used for. And I don't think you don't want grit. This should be very smooth.
It's an exfoliating soap made with sand, pine bark extract, and yes, a touch of Sydney's real bath water.
I love a touch.
Right.
A few drops.
Look. Right.
Good for her and Dr. Squatch.
I was going to say, you know, I blame her not.
No. What's creepy is, and this goes for the OnlyFans and just... Hey, man, make your money where you can make it. But, guys, we've got to be better than this.
Do we?
This is on us. Yes, we need to be
better.
Well,
what if it helps guys shower more?
No, we need
to. I think it might help.
We need to be better.
We need to take more showers.
We need. As men. It's my penis and it's my soap, and I will wash it as fast as I want.
Why are you going there?
This is just, we need to be better collectively.
But we're not, though.
We're not.
And you know we're not.
This thing, they made 5,000 bars. This thing will sell out in 7 seconds.
Instantly. Yeah. Instantly. It says that the soap bar delivers notes of pine, Douglas fir, and earthy moss that brings users to the forest. Oh, and Sweeney's actual bathtub.
Yeah. I bought some Dr. Squatch a long time ago, and it's good. It lasts like 2 washes, though. I've never seen soap go, it just vanishes. Because it was supposed to be like all natural without any, you know, like chemicals and stuff in it. And it's really good. It smells good, but it's kind of expensive. And I'm not kidding. I just, like, I used it for like a week and I looked down and there's just like a nub left. And I was like, oh my God. And then I went and was like, I'm going to go find much cheaper soap. But it's a good, they have it's a good bit. They have good advertising. Got me.
Marketing.
Yeah, they have really good marketing.
In their press release, she says, when your fans start asking for your bathwater, you can either ignore it or turn it into a bar of Dr. Squatch soap.
Yeah.
She continued, it's weird in the best way, and I love that we created something that's not just unforgettable, it actually smells incredible and delivers like every other Dr. Squatch product I love. Hopefully, this helps guys wake up to the realities of conventional personal care products and pushes them towards natural.
Yeah, that's what you're doing, helping the general public.
And this is where I want my honesty. Dude, perverts, you get to rub something on you that belonged to Sydney.
It unlocks some bizarre 6 degrees of separation fantasy. Exactly. Congratulations.
Call it what it is.
She knows that. We all know that.
They should have just made Sydney Sweeney. What they should have done is made, like, lube. Or like lotion.
God.
You should have been like, you should have made a lubricating product with drops of Sydney Sweeney's bath water, and that probably would have been more more honest about what we're doing here. But I mean, how much
of the bars?
I want to say, Doc. And again, it's been a while. I want to say they were like $8 to $10 a pop.
No, these.
Oh, I don't know. I
thought you said you knew.
Well, I bought some Dr. Squatch soap years ago, and they were like, I want to say it was like seven. It was expensive. It was like $7 to $10 a bar. And I don't know if these, I'm assuming these will be more expensive, but.
Yeah.
What could you sell them for and not have them sell out? Or what would be the price that they wouldn't sell out?
Great question.
Yeah. It looks like Dr. Squatch bars are about $7, and then you can buy them for like.
Because I bet you find 5,000 people that would buy them at $100 a pop.
Probably. Well, like there was some gal that sold her bath water, like the actual bath water.
Yep.
There was another girl that was selling farts. There was another girl that was
farts
selling,
in a jar.
Yeah. There was another girl that was. Can we say the other the?
Didn't Gwyneth Paltrow do a vagina candle?
You what?
Oh my God! This
you
show.
Said you said I couldn't say the other one.
Well, I didn't want you to. We've front already farts. Said.
So I
the
couldn't
T-word
say,
twice.
So it's front farts.
Okay.
So, I was going to say, okay. Wasn't there something like a candle that smelled like, or that was Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, Paltrow. Yeah.
And she, by the way, that made headlines like within the last week. She got, I don't know what happened. There was some sort of controversy and she like yelled at people and was like, kiss my ass.
Isn't she always yelling at people?
Yeah, it was, I don't know. Her vagina candle was recent. Like this was just like a week or so ago. You know, I don't know
I
what.
I thought she shut down Goop.
She what?
She shut down Goop.
Oh, maybe that's what.
That's her company.
She was all angry and I was laughing. I was like,
she gets a lot of people go at her.
Your vaginas didn't power the penis rocket to space.
No, they did not.
So, but like, of all the things that like OnlyFans and like people are selling, I think this is probably the least.
Pretty above board.
It's the least weird of any of them, right?
Yeah, there's 100 creepier things you could have done.
Well, and
when
I
was in Japan, there's used panty vending machines.
Yeah, there
yeah,
are.
I've heard of that.
That's a thing.
I think the way she's handled it is the right way to handle it.
It's a little cheeky kind of.
Yeah, and she knows. We all know what's beneath this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that she's doing it above board with a real company. And it's like, you know, like, and you know she's profiting from it. She's like, why would I turn that down? That's the easiest money she's ever made.
Yeah.
Take a bath and make millions.
Again, if someone...
But
if
the
someone,
way she... What she's saying... I mean, it's like, come on. We all know none of that's true, and she thinks it's weird, and guys are gross.
Yeah.
But they're doing the best they can with presenting it...
Yeah. Above board.
Yeah. Above board. Yeah. Exactly. So the girl that you're talking about was Belle Delphine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Bella. I don't know. She's a Londoner. She's 21 years old. She sold her bathwater online and made close to... $10 million.
God bless America.
She bottled it and sold it for about $30 a bottle.
Wow.
And she made like $10 million, dude.
What
in months.
That is just...
And we've never even heard of her.
Can you believe that?
Oh, she's one of the... She's like an anime girl. She does the cross-eyed thing and like wears the little like elf ears and stuff. That's a whole other ballgame.
She charges $35 a month for her...
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
It's a little over a dollar a day. You can
afford it. It's a hell of a time to be alive. And this is why, you know.
Sure is.
You know, to each their own. But we just got to be. We got to. Guys, this is our fault. This is not the girl's fault. Anyone that like is like, ugh, society. No, it's us. We are doing this.
We're awful.
Men.
As men, yeah.
Yes.
We really are. Should the better men do a better job of guiding the worse men? Or
Dude,
as better men, we understand that worse men won't listen to us, so we just...
I think that's what it is.
Because I feel like, you know, I mean, look, you and I are awful, but we're not on the spectrum of bad men.
There's that spectrum again.
Yeah.
We're on the functioning awful.
I think we're fine.
Talking tism on primetime.
Yeah. You know?
Look, I've said it. There is a limit to my dirtbag. Like,
yeah.
There just is. It just,
samesies.
And oh my gosh, I'm a filthy bastard. Yes, but there's limits.
Good
and,
find.
And when you realize that, I'm not going to say it's the vast majority, but like 60% have no limits, that's when you're like, it's a runaway train and you're not.
Well, if you live long enough, in my experience, you live long enough, you realize, you know, I'm actually not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have my faults.
Sure.
Just ask my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the grand scheme of things, she could do a lot worse. Okay?
Yeah.
And I try to remind her of that.
Yes.
I'm like, look, we're awful. Men are awful.
Yeah.
But you got a decent one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you got a great one.
No.
You didn't win the lottery or anything.
I don't know how many, by the way, I don't know how many great ones are out there.
They're out there.
But, like, that's a rare find.
I know.
That usually goes to a great woman. Like, that's...
Well, women probably don't see this. Or maybe they would say, if they live long enough, you'll see this.
Yeah.
But we can fake it. That's the hard part. That's the thing. Is we're so dumb that we can't make it last.
Yeah.
But we can fake it while we're courting you.
Yeah.
And that's why this is how problems.
See, that's the Scooby-Doo a-hole. In that it's like you rip off the mask after a certain point,
yeah.
And the guy haunting the house is old man Withers. You're like,
Scooby-Doo
ghost penis mystery? Yeah. You rip that mask off. And some guys can wear that mask for a long, long time.
And our true colors will come out.
Yeah,
and it's always the same crap.
Yes.
Because we're men and we're dumb.
Yeah.
But for a while, we can make you think that we're that one. It's a very, like you said, it's a very rare find.
Yes.
But they're out there.
Yeah.
I know some guys that are really freaking...
Absolutely.
Amazing dudes.
And it makes me feel terrible about myself. And that's when you think, like, you know you're a good... Like, I think I'm a decent person. But then when you meet someone that's really good, you're like, oh, yeah. And you realize that you're nowhere near...
But you're decent, though.
You
know where you stand.
I think so.
It's just that, yes, sometimes you see the top 1%.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow.
It's like I saw that one. His name's like Johnny Kim. And he's a Navy SEAL. He's a doctor. And now he's an astronaut. And he's got like a cool wife and like a couple kids. And he's like a great public speaker. Like that. You meet that guy? And I'm like, eh. But if BTJ brings that up, I'm like, you think you're getting Johnny Kim? Come on, let's be realistic here. Goes both ways, all right? Like that top 1%, that's a tough get for anybody. So let's all make sure we're fishing in the appropriate pond. I will say there's more good women than there are good men.
Oh my God, by a factor of a gajillion.
It's not even close.
Oh my God.
They're so much better than us.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. Not all.
And they're normal. No, not all.
Yeah.
You're right about that. But yeah, what would you say percentage? Women, you know, it's like...
There's better women than
probably 75% of women are great.
Interesting.
I
think it's trending in the wrong direction. I think women are catching up to us.
Yeah.
Because I think the nefarious crap, I think women, the whole women empowerment thing, I think part of that is we can be just as crappy as you. And... So I do think
they're catching up.
I think the rise of dirtbag women is certainly...
Well, they're getting a taste of all the stuff men have always had a taste of, which is ego and power.
When they get exposed for being dirtbags, deal with it way worse than men do.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait, what?
I think when women act that way, they don't get given the same latitude that men do
that
way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Say it that way, I get what you're saying. I thought you were saying, like, women can't handle our...
It's like the
manly jubs.
Like, we saw that Stefan Diggs like yacht clip the other day.
We sure did.
Which, by the way,
there's another clip out now.
Oh, that looks like a great time. That looks like a great time.
That's Cardi B's yacht.
Yeah, it's Cardi B's yacht. How do I get on the Cardi B yacht?
So it's basically, if you want to, like, the flip around of the camera is just a bunch of women shaking their booties in thongs and like string bikinis. Yeah,
rubbing their booties against each other.
With loud music playing and dudes drinking and smoking, grinding on them.
Exactly.
And, and that's all it is.
So here's my thing. When you see that clip, instantly everyone's going to judge the ladies because, look, and rightfully so, it's just a bunch of gold digging, you know.
Well, I feel like they're having a good time.
Yeah, but like we know why the ladies are on that boat. But at the same token, the men are the ones that, I mean.
Yeah, why are they on the boat?
Exactly.
But the ladies know why the men are on the boat, and they're fine with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And yet, but you pointed out, women get the majority of the blame. We're like, oh, look at that. But the men are just as bad, which is why I'm saying. I think we're, one day we will come to the equality. Women will achieve equality when they are just as awful as us. I would like to think it'd be the other way, where we strive to be as good as women, but I don't think it. I don't think we're getting better. I just think women are catching up to being the opportunities to be equally as terrible.
It's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
Is there something in women that they can avoid the same fate as men? Because I think there is.
I hope so.
They're a lot smarter.
But when you talk to like some dudes that are out there on the single market, it's rough out there.
You start to understand why.
Yeah, because you always hear from women, and rightfully so, that man, it's hard. But I got friends that are guys that are saying the same thing. They're like, God, being single right now, it's scandalous. It's scandalous out there. Well, did you see the OnlyFans? The number, have we gone through the percentage of OnlyFans?
I know nothing about OnlyFans.
Okay, so someone,
can you pause it?
Yeah,
though?
We'll pause it.
Can we? Because we were way over.
Yeah,
we'll
come back.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about OnlyFans. Shocker on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.